Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
When he spoke here in 1968, he asked his audience to wake up and get rid of racism. Wake up and end poverty in the world's wealthiest nation on earth. And wake up and stop the violence from foreign wars to our city streets. You know, I never met my grandparents, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King. But I do know the challenges they faced in their time, because they are the same challenges that we face in our own time.
Now, that powerful young lady you just heard is Yolanda Renee King, grandchild of Coretta Scott King and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. At just 15, Ms. King inspires young people to speak out on gun violence, education reform, poverty, discrimination, inclusion, and she has now released her first book. Do you like hearing first book? That means you got to do some more, right?
we'll have to see how this one does, but That's the plan.
The book is called We Dream a World, and it's inspired by her family's legacy and how she wants to see that legacy continue. Yolanda Renee King, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I've seen you on so many media outlets. You do such a you're just such an impressive young lady, I must say.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So at what age did you start to really understand that you were part of a family legacy that changed history?
Well, I would say from day one, I've always had an interest in these issues, and I've always wanted to do something. I think it started around 3, 4 is probably like my first memory of me actually asking questions about this. I think from a young age, I always saw my parents doing the work they did. And also, of course, hearing about my grandparents and their work, I think that helped influence me, but I was never forced to do this. I think seeing it up close really helped me, but I remember when I was little and we would drive around Atlanta, I would always ask, well, and on the way to school, I would see homeless people. And so I would ask, well, why are people still homeless? And so from a very young age, I've always had an interest in these issues and finding solutions.
Yeah, you've been very conscious of that. And I've heard you say before that, you know, your folks never really pushed you into this. It's something you wanted to do. But, you know, there's almost a feeling, I think, when I hear you speak, a feeling of responsibility to do so. And you probably have more expectations from the outside world to do it than within your own family. But that must have encouraged you to also get involved and write this new book.
Definitely hearing this and really seeing what's going on in our world really inspired me to want to write this book and seeing the status of our world right now.
You wrote that in 1963, the March on Washington, your grandfather's at the podium. I had a dream. He helped everyone to see the dream. And you wrote, now you have to be the dream. Explain what that means to you.
Well, I think that we've seen the dream, we know of the dream, but now we have to actually put action. Now we have to actually act as though the dream is here and really take that action, really take that giant step.
And while your grandparents generated momentous strides for equality, the push for civil rights, it does remain a preeminent challenge even today, doesn't it?
It does. And sometimes it can get hard and really... sometimes it can be difficult, but you have to keep on going.
You always acknowledge your grandfather and your grandmother together when talking about the family legacy. She wasn't just the wife of Dr. King. She had a lot more impact, didn't she?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think a lot of people forget that or aren't aware of that to start with. And in the 1940s, my grandmother was part of the peace movement at her college. at Antioch, and she was part of the movement and the peace movement with the, that took place on college campuses. And she actually was the one that really brought my grandfather into the movement. When they first met, they talked about the movement because my grandfather had been reading books about that, and so he had been really aware of what was going on. But she was the one that really brought him in.
Yeah, and was his partner throughout. I mean, you know, throughout every step of the way. And you're right, she was the one that got him onto the stage.
And after, you are completely correct, and after he was assassinated, she carried on the dream. She was the one who actually made sure that there was a holiday. We would not, MLK Day would not be in existence had it not been for her. And I genuinely believe that had she had not continued carrying the work and the legacy, I think that the dream would have been gone with my grandfather.
Which you understand then how much the passion that your grandfather has lived very strongly in your grandmother as well.
Right, definitely.
You know, activism is a calling, and it appears to be your calling. What are the three top issues, would you say, in our world today that you want to stay focused on? What are the three most things that you are passionate about?
Well, I think that every issue is important, whether that be humanitarian-related issues or climate change. I think climate change is definitely a really, really important issue. But also we talk about, in my family, the triple E-fold, which is racism, poverty, and violence, and eradicating those triple evils. And we do that through peace, justice, and equity. And even when my grandfather was alive, he talked about the three evil, the three triple evils, which at the time were racism, poverty, and militarism. And so really eradicating those three evils are his philosophies. But also I think, now, especially, we're seeing the effects of and the impact that climate change has. And so I think that if he and my grandmother were alive, they would be talking about climate change just as much as they would be talking about eradicating the triple evils.
And you've been doing this on stage, and you've been doing this on stage for years already, and you're only 15. You've made countless speeches with thousands and thousands of people in the audience. That first speech, was it overwhelming? I heard you talk about like sneaking a peek through the curtain to see who was out there. I mean, for a young woman getting on stage in front of all those people, how did you get through it?
I mean, I was absolutely horrified, and I think a lot of people wow. don't realize that, but I was horrified of going out there and doing that. And so I think that really was something that really, I guess, pushed you and really would put anyone outside their comfort zone, but it was so worth it.
And you really found a level of confidence for yourself. I think the more you do it, and I'm sure your parents have told you this too, the more you do it, the easier, obviously, this is going to get. And you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, for a little bit, I would say.
Yeah.
Some people would still say that I'm very new, and of course, there's still a long way to go in my journey. But yes, like and also seeing that the crowd wasn't for like they weren't going to boo me. They weren't against me. They were with me, and so seeing that people were with you and not coming after you and against you, I think that's something that's also really helpful. Having a whole
support
800,000 people. It was like 800,000 people. So that was like a safety net of 800,000 people. It was a safe space.
It was a safe space. And you know, the book and really what your book is all about, you know, anyone can talk the talk, but it's really critical. And that's really the message at the end of the day is you have to walk the walk and make that difference. What do you want people to know about you? Because in life at 15 years old, you play so many roles in your own life. I mean, you're a daughter, you're a friend, you're an advocate. Like, where do you see yourself? What do you want people to know about you?
Well, I want people to know that I will still, whatever way that manifests, I intend to continue doing this work and that anyone can do it. I think that a lot of people really forget how that anyone can do this work. And that it doesn't have to be something major. It can be just make a contribution to the community. And that's what I want people to know. And yeah. that that you can do what I'm doing too. Like, if I can do it, then you can do it.
I love that. I love that. Well, you are an amazing young woman, Yolanda, and it's a beautiful book, We Dream a World. It was a pleasure spending some time with you, and keep doing the wonderful job you're doing, keeping your family legacy both alive and with such great intention.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Yolanda Renee King, Top Stories are next.